Yes, more or less, affirmative. Pretty well everything is operational here, unless there's some equipment that's, like I said, run by the nodes and networking due to some of the systems that are still down. But, yeah, most everything is up and running. Even the VMR machines are all pretty well up and going now. But for a while, it was sure affecting even our communication. And I work for a communication company, and we were devastated with calls. We had all kinds of calls coming in that weekend. Following the week, the same thing. And I know there's contractors and subcontractors, even from other states, that are kind of helping out with some of the rewiring and installation of utility poles and even the high tension lines that went down. So, yeah, one of the worst ice storms in history from back 20 years ago. So, yeah, that's pretty bad. And a lot of these communities up here have never seen one like that back from the 1800s. So, yeah, it was quite a shock and a devastating ice storm. They weren't even predicting it. Kind of happened all of a sudden, and the temperatures hovered around freezing, so that was the culprit. If it would have remained 2 degrees warmer, we wouldn't have had it. But yeah, Traverse City came out pretty good. We were pretty much in the shelter, so I was glad to see that, especially with all the orchards and vineyards that are around the winery. So thank God they didn't get hit too hard. So, well, nice talking to you. Again, the handle here is Wayne, and it's Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu Juliet Oscar for ID. And south part of downtown of Traverse City.